What's the consequences of slandering an innocent woman? And more so, or worse still, if this is the mother of the believer, one of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. In today's verses, we look at that particular issue. Allah Rabbul Izzah alludes to this in verse number 23, in which he says that, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ لُؤِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Those who slander, meaning accuse of adultery, المحصنات الغافلات المؤمنات, unwary, unsuspecting, chaste Muslim women, they accuse them of having committed zina. Then what is the consequences of this? Allah Rabbul Izzah says, لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا, they will certainly be accursed, meaning moved away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, وَالْآخِرَةِ, and in the Akhirah. And that's not all. And further, there will be a painful punishment for them in the Akhirah. So accusing an innocent person of having committed zina is a major sin. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اجتنبوا سبع الموبقات, abstain from the seven destructive sins. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to enumerate, number one, ascribing partners with Allah, number two, killing an innocent person, prohibited except for a just cause, number three, devouring usury, number four, devouring the wealth of an orphan, number five, fleeing from the battlefield, and number six, or number seven, we should say that slandering a chaste woman. So these are the seven destructive deeds. And we learn from this that defaming a chaste woman is amongst those things which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it is destructive. Therefore, there's a hadith that says, قَذْفُ الْمُحْسَنَةِ يَهْدِمُ عَمَلَ مِئَةَ سَنَةٍ, to accuse, to defame a chaste woman destroys the good deeds of 100 years. So those who accuse or defame Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, the ulama have explicitly stated that there are verses that have clarified and exonerated her. And if anyone labels her or accuses her or says anything defamatory about her, then that person is a kafir. Remember that. Anyone who says anything unsavory in terms of what Allah has revealed in terms of the verses, meaning that despite the exoneration that has been revealed, they still continue to label and to accuse the Aisha radiallahu anha of zina, then na'udhu billah, that person has become a kafir. And the amazing thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, that it will come apparent, they will have to see the consequences of their deeds. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَارِ يَعْمَلُونَ. On the day of Qiyamah, when their tongues, hands and legs will testify against them on the day, making every evil or act of theirs apparent. So there will be testimony. A sinner will not want to speak of his sins and will not want to admit it. However, his tongue, his hands and his feet, each will of part of the body will expose him. A person verbally with his tongue accused a woman of illegal sexual conduct. He was asked to produce 4 witnesses but was unable. The ruling disregard is mentioned. Now in comparison to that, the present verse mentions that 5 things. One is the tongue, which is the basic instrument of defamation, and the remaining 4 witnesses, which are the 2 hands and 2 feet, will be brought to testify against this person on the day of Qiyamah. What will happen? يَوْمَ إِذِي يُوَفِيهِمُ اللَّهُ, on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give them the full payment, the full punishment of their actions. دِينَهُمُ الْحَقِّ, they'll be given the full punishment. وَيَعْلَمُونَ, and they will come to know that أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ الْمُبِينَ, that verily the truth, the true and absolute judge and the one who discloses the truth of matters is Allah alone. Allah Rabbul Izzah then concludes the discussion of the slander by stating a general principle, and he says, Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, impure and evil people, an impure and evil male or female is for an impure and evil male. So the impure and evil or unchaste female woman is for an impure male. Wal-Khabithuna, an impure men are for خبيثات, for impure women. And similarly, والطيبات للطيبين, pure and good and chaste women are for طيبين, for pure and chaste men. والطيبون, and pure men are for pure women. So this is the general principle. It is from this principle that you can conclude that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the best human being, how can his wife be unpure and unchaste? Allah Rabbul Izzah says, أُولَٰئِكَ مُبَرَّؤُونَ مِمَّا يَقُولُونَ. These people, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Safwan, those accused of adultery, are innocent of what the slanderers are saying about them. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ. For them, they are those accused is the forgiveness and the pardon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when we look at these verses, الْخَبِيثُونَ لِلْخَبِيثَاتُ وَالْخَبِيثَاتُ لِلْخَبِيثِينَ, the one thing of looking at it is that a impure and unchaste person is only suitable, like and worthy of marrying that type of person. That is one way. The other way of looking at these verses is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's women, how can they be unpure? Another thing is that when you look at it, then good people will say good things and bad people will say bad things. And the way you slander people, the thoughts and opinions you have about people, it reveals tons about your own character. If you're only saying bad things about others, it shows that your natural disposition is towards being critical of others and viewing others in a negative light. And that shows that you are a very negative person. So good people speak good things. That is another meaning to this. And the fourth meaning is that you should speak good things about good people. You should speak good things about good people. May Allah save us from speaking evil things about good people or speaking evil at all. May we be from Tayyibun that only speak the good words. May Allah grant us the understanding.